mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three of this Wednesday, live, September 8th, 2004 edition, as we blast out worldwide on the internet and shortwave and simulcast on wonderful AM and FM affiliates across this nation. I know we've had callers holding for a long time. We'll go straight to your calls, and I'll get more into the Russian situation and new developments there. The Kitty Kelly book, bringing up bisexuality and Lord Bush, re-entering the Matrix. The Matrix system is back, and no, it's not a movie. Much, much more, but first off, let's get five of these callers at least out of the way. Mike in Michigan, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I know that kind of drifted off that topic, but I'm kind of worried about this the whole war games thing, and I was kind of curious about what you predict the government, the administration's going to do to kind of like, you know, sweep that under the rug.
Well, again, over 2 years ago, and I put it in a film that was completed 2 years ago, Masters of Terror, we got the AP reports, you name it. We even had it beforehand, that they ran drills on 9/11 of hijacked jets flying into buildings, and that was used to have things stand down, and Dick Cheney ran that. Since then, it's all come out in mainstream news. Videos and books are being made about it, and that's good. But with a Zogby poll of half of New Yorkers thinking the government was behind 9/11, the vast majority, 60-plus percent even conservative, thinking that they let it happen, the globalists are in deep trouble, and I think that neutralizes their capacity to carry out terror attacks. I predicted that during the convention there would not be terror attacks in New York, but they would be in Europe or Russia, and exactly that happened. So I think they'll do some demonstrations like that to try to scare us, but big events here domestically on the order of 9/11 may be off for now. They may pull it, though, after the election, or they could do it before. I don't have a crystal ball.
Well, since all of this is coming to light, and I think it's really kind of sickly ironic that during the same time that they were testing or doing war games to prevent that, you know, it happens. And so I'm hoping that America is going to be like, for irony to occur on that kind of level, you know, hopefully that's going to open eyes too. But I'm almost worried about that catalyzing the martial law agenda because, you know, now they're kind of caught with their pants down.
Well, they've already been caught with their pants down a whole bunch, sir, and information is always good. It's not bad. They operate in darkness. They operate covertly. They cannot stand exposure.
Sure. All right, well, thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Mike, in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Alex, just like I said, I got to thank you again. I can't thank you enough for going to New York and filming this stuff. And I, like I said, I talked to some people I know that were there, and it's wonderful. I want to make you aware of something, Alex, and CNN is garbage on TV, but I just want to make you and your listeners aware. I don't know if you know this, but Sunday, September 12th, that's this coming Sunday, at 8 p.m. Eastern on CNN, they're going to have a special on suitcase nukes.
Yeah, and, scare us into submission.
Scare us into submission, absolutely. And I think it's an hour or two special, I'm not sure. But I would just tell everyone to watch it, not to be scared, but to watch it to see how they're going to try to spook us into more
submission. Well, I know this. If a city gets nuked, giving up your freedom isn't going to keep you safe.
No, absolutely, Alex. You know, one thing I want to tell you that really scares me, I showed your film 9/11 Road to Tyranny about, 6 months ago to church, and I got this guy real involved and interested in you. He goes to your websites all the time. He spreads the news out really good. But one thing he said that he heard from somebody that the government, and I know you know this, Alex, but I want to ask your opinion on it, is going to go around and start trying to shut down websites. And then, Alex, if that happens, we're going to lose a lot of power in this fight because...
Sir, they can't shut them all down. Everybody needs to start their own websites.
Okay.
And then the more they try to censor it, the more people want this information and crave it.
Right. So even if they do try starting it, and other websites will start up, and that's it. I mean, I think it only costs $25 to start your own website. So,
well, they're not going to be able to do that. They're going to try to tax the net. They're going to try to regulate the net.
Right.
They're coming out with Internet 2, where you have to be a member of a university or government agency, and then that's going to be the new net. We have to ignore and boycott the new Internet.
The new Internet, right. Because he said basically, like you said, Alex, anybody who goes against George Bush is considered a terrorist, and he says anything that's going to be on there that's anti-government, they're going to be considered terrorists. And
they're not going to be able to get away with that, sir.
Right, I know.
I mean, they can declare themselves God tomorrow. They're not going to be able to get away with it. I appreciate the call. Take care. You know, we're in a fight, folks, so just know that.
Paca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels. Increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've got to realize that the globalists are corrupt, wicked, sadistic, evil control freaks who think they're God and are social Darwinists who believe that we're all a bunch of animals and that they're rightful rulers of us. And they've got all these well-meaning minions in the military and the police and in the government that openly serve them. And who think they're doing the right thing. I mean, police think, because they're given a memo to go out and harass independent media, that it's good to beat people up and arrest them and put them in camps. I mean, that happened. You just heard the American Spectator reporter. How is that America? How does that protect us from terrorism? It doesn't. All over the place we're losing our freedoms. The government's talking about forced drugging of the population, forcible psychological testing of everyone, take the protesters to the mental institution in New York. You know, this is the mindset. It's classical tyranny. And yes, we're in a fight, and yes, they got bad things planned, but they'll do it to people that serve them. Regardless, we've got to fight. It's our duty, it's our responsibility. And we're in this fight. Believe me, they would already be going to the wall with this tyranny if they didn't think we wouldn't buy it. So they're trying to incrementally beta test it, and the national media didn't cover what happened in New York. But don't worry, the alternative media is doing that, and 38 to 45% of Americans have left mainstream news and TV and cable and entertainment and have gone to the internet and alternative news and have gotten involved and are becoming activists. If half the people in New York believe the government was behind 9/11 and a Zogby poll, where's it going to be in 6 months when those half the people talk to the other half? Half of conservatives believe it. The globalists are in deep trouble. They're down on their knees. They're growling and roaring like a bear who's been wounded in the corner, roaring to intimidate us. Are they dangerous? Yes. Can we beat them? Yes. We will defeat them. You just got to commit yourself to something. It's like skydiving, man. You just got to get past the fear and jump out. Don't you remember growing up? Men out there will know about this. Do you remember growing up when the bully, when you were 13, 14, he was 18, he started trying to beat you up, take your lunch money, and you just finally got past your fear. He went ahead and slugged you, and you went ahead and started fighting back, and suddenly he was on the ground with blood spilling out of his head, and you were empowered. That's an analogy. I'm not saying violence is good. Maybe you didn't have those experiences. I remember having four guys in a parking lot attack me, and once he started punching me, the fear was gone, and I was dealing with them. It didn't matter if I was bleeding, I was going to make them bleed worse. It's the same thing with this New World Order and the info war. Just get in the fight, go ahead and commit to it, get involved in it, and once it starts, you're in it, folks. You're committed, you're a man, you're a woman, you're part of destiny, you're part of humanity, you're on the side of goodness, you're on the side of Yahweh, you're fighting evil, you will truly be alive. Stop being a slave. Get past your fear. Break it. Break the conditioning. Commit yourself. Join us. Join us in your guts, police. You want to be real men and women. You want to join us, and you know it in your guts. The hair on the back of your neck standing up. You know it's all true. Join us. Join humanity. Join those that are fighting the dehumanization. Join those in the spirit of our founding fathers and those that fought tyranny and Moses leaving Egypt. Join the people who are the renegades against evil. Stand up against Rome. Stand up against the New World Order. Join us. If you love your family, if you love truth, if you love honor, if you love decency, break your conditioning. I got to go quickly now because I want to get the news. Regina in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, thanks for getting home and thanks for all you do. I wanted to mention...
All the thanks should go to God. We were truly protected there.
Well, I'm just, you know, I mean, you're willing to
people were
to
being arrested
up.
To my left, mainstream cameraman being beat up to my right, and they just broke like the sea around us.
Well, praise God. I agree with that, Alex, but you go out and step through it, so I appreciate that. I want to mention today another person, a true patriot, trying to help us here. We've been bringing up the Freedom Health Initiative, the Freedom Initiative of Forced Drugging, Mental Health Screening.
Yeah, Dr. Breeding, by the way, has come up with a plan and a form for parents to get out of that. And the new Freedom Initiative, we're going to be having him on in the next few days.
Okay, but Ron Paul right now, he will have it up whenever it comes up today or possibly early Thursday. He wants us to please ask our congressman to support the Paul Amendment to the Labor HHS and Education Appropriations Act for 2005.
Okay, say it a little bit slower so I can write it down.
Paul Amendment to the Labor HHS.
HHF?
HHS, you know, Human Health and Services.
Okay, go ahead.
And Education Appropriations Act for 2005. And what it requires...
What's the bill number on that?
I didn't get a bill number. I talked to Paul's office, and I had an email. I tried to email it to you, but it seemed to keep rejecting back.
Yeah, I had a server problem last week. We were shifting servers. Send it again.
www.thelibertycommittee.org will have it up if you want to do more.
Well, let
details.
Me stop you. Are you saying you just had an email bounce today?
Yeah, I had trouble getting it to you on both emails.
I'm having, okay.
Address, right. Okay. Okay, what it is here, but we need this quick call anyways, withhold funds for the new Freedom Forced Mental Health Screening Program. And he has a little letter there.
By the way, that's for everybody.
Right. He mentions, in addition, American adults should not be forced to undergo mental health screening as part of their regular physical exam. The real payoff will be drug companies will be involved with forced drugging of children, even though the parents have refused.
Yes.
And so it's very critical.
Forced drugging is going to be just like vaccines.
But we can get the funding stopped and get, you know, get them to support the Paul Amendment to this labor, HHS, and education. I mean, make these people aware of what they're allowing to happen in this country by inaction.
That's very, very important, and I'm going to get Ron Paul on. I'm going to tell my producer to get Ron Paul on. Thanks for the call. I'm writing that note. Get Ron Paul on immediately. Let us now talk to Brian in Colorado. Brian, go ahead. Hello, Brian.
Yeah. Alex, I was just wondering if you were able to look into who pressured Radio Colorado Network to remove your program from the air.
What, is the show totally off there?
Yes.
I know that big money people came and offered to buy the time to pay to get us off, and I know that that was in a process, but we still got a couple of affiliates. What's the big one that covers, like, half the state, the American Freedom Network? What's that frequency? Hey, I tell you what, look that up on the website for me, John. I want to give folks that quadrant. When did the Colorado Network do that?
Yesterday.
Yeah, well, for every affiliate we lose, two more doors open and we get two more. We've been getting a lot of new affiliates. We've been on there, though, about 2 years, and big money came along and paid to have us taken off. I knew that was in the works.
Oh, I was wondering.
I mean, do you think they wanted me on in Colorado Springs where Northcom's located? Yeah, I mean, you know, what do you do when money people come with money and say, we will pay you to take him off?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you've still got a couple of great affiliates. One of them is real big and covers like half the state and even goes into the state north of Colorado. And I'll give you that frequency here in a minute. I can't remember it off the top of my mind.
Yeah, I'd like your shortwave location, too.
94.75, 11 to 2 during the day, central, and 32.10 at night, 9 to midnight.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
You bet. Yeah, it's just, you know, classical, sir. I mean, we've probably had 100 affiliates I've been on over the years bought. They just flat out, it's kind of a going joke with program directors or owners. Put me on for a year, I'll get you the ratings, and then Clear Channel or somebody will come along or Infinity and buy the station for three times what it's worth just to shut me up. Anything else, sir?
Oh, that'll do it.
Okay, let me ask John. John, did you look in the affiliate list of GCNLive.com and tell me what the Colorado Radio Network, because it's a network too, but they carry us, what their flagship station is there in Denver, the frequency? It's 13-something. Forgive me if I'm doing that wrong. But luckily, most of the big cities that we already covered were covered there. And they were angry about that station a year ago picking us up. And they were angry that I kept plugging the Colorado Radio Network. That was one thing, but I think the Colorado Radio Network is a lot better. I mean, I think that the, what's wrong with me? I think that the American Freedom Network is a lot better than the Colorado Radio Network, and they were getting mad at me that I kept plugging the American Freedom Network on my show because they see that one station as a competing station, so we're very thankful to have that big affiliate in Colorado. All of our affiliates are very, very special. You find that yet, John? It's in the affiliates of GCNLive.com? Okay, thanks. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm down here in Colorado Springs, and I hadn't listened on the radio today, so I guess I'm just calling in. I guess it's kind of a surprise because they had narrowed you down to 1 hour, the second hour, on the radio station, the local one here that was an affiliate.
Yeah, you need to call them, though. It won't do anything talking about it on air.
Right, okay. So
have you called them?
No, I haven't. I just found out about it from the last caller. So that you were totally booted off. So
yeah.
Anyway, what I was mainly calling about was the...
Well, you know, every once in a while, though, they air NASCAR or some sporting event.
Right, yeah, they're big NASCAR.
Okay, well, then we may not be booted off of there.
Okay.
I don't know. We need to call them first.
Okay.
But, what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, it was about Ron Paul's column for this week, or his Texas Straight Talk, as it's called.
Yes.
And you've probably already aired this, but he had mentioned on this little editorial that he runs every week about how the 9/11 Commission, the CFR-controlled 9/11 Commission, of course, had recommended internal checkpoints.
Yeah, internal checkpoints, a national ID card, a domestic CIA.
Yeah, and so I guess if people can't see that we're in the stages of 1930s Germany, you know, it's like, boy, we're up the creek. But anyway, I was wondering if I could give the 888 number.
That number out for Ron Paul.
Okay, this is Ron Paul's editorial.
Okay, we're out of time. You'll have to stay there.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Okay, I'm done with calls because I got to get to the rest of the news in the next 35 minutes that we've got left here. If you want to call Ron Paul's legislative update phone line, it'll just give you a 3 or 4 minute recording. It's 888-322-1414. Or he's got his Liberty Committee online, too, that has his weekly Texas Straight Talk. We're going to be getting Ron Paul on. We have him on every few months. It's time to do that again. But I want to go ahead and plunge into a bunch of other news right now. We might even air that Ron Paul piece coming up here in just a few minutes, coming up in the next segment. Let me go ahead now and get into the news. Very important news we need to cover. Hurricane Ivan threatens Caribbean islands. This is out of the Insurance Journal. Miami's National Hurricane Center warned that Ivan is a dangerous hurricane and is becoming better organized as it rapidly approaches the Windward Islands, triggering hurricane warnings. So now they may have their third hurricane hit Florida. Boy, that's horrible. The last one, $15 to $20 million in damage. This is out of FCW.com. Re-enter the Matrix, multi-state anti-terrorism project regroups after early missteps. They call it missteps. Every personal data, everything you buy from a big company being put in the database, tracking you, nothing to do with terrorism. When law enforcement officials for several states got together after September 11th, it was set up before that, by the way, terrorist attacks and decided they needed to improve the way they shared information, they came up with the multi-anti-terrorism information exchange or Matrix system. It seemed like a great idea as a technology project. Most believe it still is. It has moved what was a time-consuming method of tracking investigative leads by tracking everyone, yes. Making phone calls or sending faxes to people in other states and waiting hours and days for a reply. In the 21st century, world of electronic networks and automated database queries. And it says, what the law enforcement and professionals who put Matrix together did not bargain for was the ensuing uproar over privacy concerns and accusations of government Big Brother. And then it goes on to say that they're going to go ahead and spy on everything you do, and Matrix is back. Continuing with these articles, Cheney warns against Vote for Kerry, Associated Press. Vice President Dick Cheney on Tuesday warned Americans about voting for Democratic Senator John Kerry, saying that if the nation makes the wrong choice on Election Day, it faces the threat of another terrorist attack. Is that a threat from the terrorists, Cheney? I think you can speak for them. Very, very interesting. Here's one about Kerry, their cousin, their tomb member. Kerry co-sponsored bill banning gun he waves. Was Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry seen this weekend waving a gun, which would have been banned if legislation he co-sponsored became law? Kerry co-sponsored S-1432 last year, the Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 2003, which would have banned a semi-automatic shotgun that has a pistol grip. But there is Kerry with that very shotgun. Opponents of the bill successfully argued how nearly all guns have pistol grips, including millions of Browning Auto 5 shotguns produced since 1903. Photos show Kerry's hand resting on the pistol grip as a loosely defined bill, Section 2HII and B44. The term pistol grip means a grip, a thumb piece stock, or any other characteristic that can function as a grip. And he says, I thank you for this great gift, but I can't take it to the debate with me, Kerry told the cheering crowd as he held up the device. But Kerry's gun bill would have banned the gift. And banned the gift as a transaction that would have been a felony for him. By the way, states that have passed laws against gun bazaars run BATF and locally funded BATF stings where cops will come over to your house posing with one of your neighbors and get you to buy a gun if two or more people are in the room. Three or more, excuse me, you get a felony charge. So arrest Kerry. In fact, check and see if that state he was in has that law. Call for his arrest. And call for Limbaugh's arrest for Oxycontin. And call for Bush's arrest for cocaine. I'm tired of these hypocrites. Disgusting. We'll get to Saddam's generals working as U.S. military consultants here in just a few minutes. And Bush short on guard duty and that reemerging story. But let's cover this first. This is from Skolnick's report, who has been documenting for years that Bush is bisexual. Which, you know, a Christian conservative, folks, you got to be into that. You got to bus in male prostitutes to Bohemian Grove to be a real Christian. I'm against that, so I guess I'm not a Christian. Bush's bisexuality asserted in scorching new book. Update, new book further confirms our independent investigations. Just published, The Family, The Real Story of the Bush Dynasty by veteran, highly controversial author Kitty Kelly. According to book industry sources, the publisher intends to issue and market 1 million copies of the book that is the lowdown of the Bushies. The book details a number of stories long since posted and archived and publicly discussed by us at Skolnick's Report, including stories of co-authored by Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom and their news agency. And we'll get to this. Kitty Kelly getting into the bisexuality of Lord Bush. Well, what's wrong? I mean, Arnold poses for those magazines. That's part of the Christian conservatism.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
In this article, it gets in Kitty Kelly's book, gets into, well, does Bush have boyfriends? And I can't tell you, folks, I mean, how many governors we've become aware of involved in all this. And this is another way of controlling them, another way of having dirt on them. It's we'll get more into that in a few minutes and then get back into all this other news. Right now, let's go ahead. Number one, did we get that Ron Paul clip ready? Great. We're going to play that here in just a few minutes. But first we're going to talk to Debbie Morrow at New Millennium Concepts. Time to stop drinking the water. Take control at least of that, the poison they're putting in your water. I drank some of the tap water in New York. It tasted like kerosene. Why anybody would drink the stuff they're putting in the water, the herbicides, the pesticides, the fluoride, the mercury, the arsenic, I have no idea. These are the highest quality filters made in America. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Good to be here.
You bet. I was gone last week, didn't get a chance to talk to you. Tell folks about the Berkey water filters and why folks need them.
Well, the Berkey water filters are a new state-of-the-art water filter that we specifically have made here in America. There are other gravity water filters available, that the new Berkey light actually set a new standard for the water filter industry in gravity water filters, because the Berkey light, black Berkey purification elements, actually take out the pathogenic bacteria, trimethanes, radiologicals, inorganic minerals, and volatile organic compounds to below detectable levels instead of reducing them. So what that means is that it's absolutely, absolutely not there. There's no dead parasites floating around in your water. There's no chlorine at all, no atrazine, no benzene, no MTBE. It's completely rid of it.
And you had a special a month ago when the last hurricane hit where you would give overnight delivery for only $18. Normally,
and we're still offering that along with the two free gifts they get with the Berkey Light.
Even though that actually costs you, what, like $58, $60 to send that overnight, folks need to take advantage of that.
Yes, they do. And you have to realize, you know, I have relatives in Melbourne, and I was able to finally get through to them yesterday. And they said that the biggest hardship that they're having is no electricity, and they're not sure. They do have running water, but they don't know if it's clean or not because of the flooding and things.
Do they have big Berkeys?
Yep, they sure do. So thank goodness, we want to go ahead and be sure that people are prepared for any situation, whether or not it's a hurricane or a natural disaster or just everyday life, because everyday life is what you're most concerned with at this point right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Secondary is the threat of terrorism
right.
or hurricanes or water supplies getting contaminated. I see articles every day of that happening, and they say boil your water for a week for 14
right.
days. People need to give you a call and take advantage of the free gifts and get these high-quality filters made right here in America, folks. Give Debbie a call. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-8-803-48. That's 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's the Alex Jones special and tell them if it's the $199 Berkey light system without the lighting system in it, tell them which free gift you want, a sport Berkey that does 630 refills, or tell them if you want the Sheltering in Place DVD or video about how to truly prepare your house as a shelter, produced by a U.S. government specialist in radiological, chemical, biological, or if you want the Prudent Places CD-ROM, which is incredible information, or if you get the 249 model or 259 model with the lights built in, the LED lights that burn for 14 years continuously that are rechargeable, then you can get two free gifts. You can also get overnight shipping for the normal price of UPS Ground. That's a $40 savings right there. 1-888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
No, but I did want to remind people that we do have the Berkey Sport Bottle Special, where they can get five generic labeled Berkey Sport Bottles for $99, which will make great Christmas presents, stocking stuffers, or right now with school starting in many areas that start in September, your kids are going to be out, at the schools using water fountains and things like that. And I cannot emphasize how important it would be to send a Berkey filtered sport bottle to school.
Yeah, if you don't want your children being force-fed the drugs that are in the water, literally, this is the forced drugging right there, give them one of these $20 filters that would cost you $35 at a store, high quality. It'll do 600-plus refills. That'll cover the whole school year, folks.
So that's it. So I look forward to talking to the people that call in. And, Alex, keep up the good work. We missed you last week.
Well, thank God we got back safe, and thank you, Debbie. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Again, you bet. That number is 888-803-4438. One other item here, and then I'm going to just plunge into a news blitz for the last 20 minutes of the broadcast here. Let me get my press release. This is on Infowars.com right now. Corporate takeover of birthplace of Access Television reaching critical juncture. There is a very important meeting on Wednesday. That's tonight. It's a joint meeting of the Music Commission and Telecommunications Commission, September 8th. At 6:30 p.m. at 1 Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. Lovers of free speech, it is imperative that you attend this Wednesday night meeting. It will be a joint meeting between the City Telecommunications Commission, three city council members, and the Austin Music Commission. They are going to try and certify a plan to take over Access Television at this confab. We have a link to the city agenda there in the press release. We have a link to the Statesman last week admitting that they're going to take over free speech. It's now admitted. This is massive. Please, please, please go to InfoWars.com, get this press release, link through to the city website above, go to the emails of city officials, send them this press release, help us be our muscle, our backbone. I want each one of the city council members to get at least 20 copies of this in their email box. I will be there tonight, 6:30, folks. Be there sharp to sign up to speak or to give me or others your time to speak so we get more time to do a presentation. Tell them how dare them. Stand up against what's happening. It's at One Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. It's over in a 10-story building. I don't remember how many stories. It's a city building right behind Threadgill's on Barton Springs Road in downtown Austin on the south side of the river. And it says One Texas Center on a big old building. You can't miss it. 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. And if you get there at 625, there'll be lots of people going in the front door. You can follow them up to room 325. It's a big conference room, kind of hard for me to find last time, but we did find it. Room 325, want to see everybody there today. It's not at the City Hall. It's at room 325 of One Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road. And so that's really, really important to see everybody out there, especially musicians and others, because they're trying to claim, well, musicians need channels. Let us take over your channels. Musicians can already go on Access Television. It's harder to go through the Austin Music Network. And they're going, well, you'll still have your free speech. You can still have music and entertainment. This is unbelievable. So please, 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 and I want to thank those that have gone to all the other meetings. It's been a long, hard fight. Please join us there. I want to thank some of the other local talk show hosts that have been speaking out and getting folks to come out to this, and some of them are going to be there as well. So I'll see you tonight, 6:30, get off work, pick the children up, whatever, and then take them with you. And one of the first things they'll be doing is letting citizens' communication take place. You won't have to wait long. Please be there. You should be done by 8 o'clock tonight. Give Freedom an hour and a half of your time. I'm already suing them in a legal action just to get information deposing them, but we already got 165 pages of documents last week. It was even worse than we thought. It blows me away. So you do not want to miss this tonight. One more time, One Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. All right, continuing with this article from Skolnick's Report. Just published, The Family, The Real Story of the Bush Dynasty by veteran and highly controversial author Kitty Kelly. According to book industry sources, the publisher intends to issue a market 1 million copies of the book that is the lowdown on the Bushies. And in the book, it says it mentions in Kitty Kelly's book, following the already publicized independent investigations of Skolnick and his colleagues, that George W. Bush cohabitated at his Texas ranch and elsewhere with the mayor of a major city in Tennessee, says Kitty Kelly. And they got the name of the mayor here, and we're on the radio in that city, and I'm not even going to get into it, folks. It relates to George W. Bush's homosexual relationship since about puberty with Bleep Bleep, longtime mayor of Bleep, when some in Congress began inquiries in the fall of 2003. And then it goes on. If you want to read this, it's on the website, so just go to SkolnicksReport.com. I'm not going to go there. Even if Kitty Kelly and others want to talk about it, I'm not going to go there. Where I will go is the New York Post admitting, superstar gay porn stars being shipped to, quote, service Bohemian Grove members. I've got Washington Times articles. I've got Spy Magazine articles. I've got Parade Magazine articles about the male prostitutes being shipped in for them. And this is your Christian conservatives, folks. You got Arnold posing in gay magazines. You got Arnold, Mr. Super Liberal, and the conservatives just love him. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Amazing. Continuing here, Globe, Bush didn't meet guard commitments. President Bush fell well short of meeting his military obligations in the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam War. The Boston Globe is planning the front page today, which they did do, newsroom sources tell Drudge. The 1,500-word expose on Bush records comes just hours ahead of an exclusive CBS News interview set to air Wednesday night with a man who secured for the 22-year-old Yale graduate Bush a coveted place in the Texas State Air Guard, a man who now claims he regrets helping Bush, and then strings were pulled by CIA Director Bush Sr. to do that for him. So Mr. Barnes is going to come out and admit that tonight. And again, lawsuit uncovers new Bush Guard records. These are not new. I got them. Joyce Riley got them from the Guard Depository in Missouri. And then Bush got them and blacked them out and declared national security, but not before they'd already been released. Months after issuing, insisting it could find no records of President Bush's Air National Guard service, the Defense Department has released more than 24 pages of files, including Bush's report card for flight training and dates of his flights. That came out today. That is out of Michigan Associated Press. A bunch of other articles here. This is disgusting. This is out of the Mirror. Girl 12 blamed by judge for sex attack. A judge yesterday freed a man who had sex with a girl of 12 and said that it was her fault that they ended up in bed. Child protection groups were furious after Michael Barnett, 20, was handed a two-year conditional discharge for the attack. Member of Parliament Dan Norris accused the judge of playing into the hands of pedophiles. Well, folks, the point is that a 12-year-old cannot make rational decisions. And, this is bad. And all over the place we see this being legitimized. Very, very, very serious. U.S. death toll in Iraq tops 1,000. We'll get to that. But first off, we have that Ron Paul clip. Awesome. Go ahead and play this legislative update from Ron Paul. I actually have the text of it from PrisonPlanet.com. Reject the National ID Card is the headline. And here is the audio of that legislative update for this week. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with the weekly update for Monday, September 6th. Washington politicians are once again seriously considering imposing a national identification card, and it may well become law before the end of the 108th Congress. The much-hailed 9/11 Commission report released in July recommends a federal identification card and, worse, a larger network of screening points inside the United States. Does this mean we are to have screening points inside our country where American citizens will be required to show their papers to government officials? It certainly sounds that way. As I have written recently, the 9/11 Commission is nothing more than ex-government officials and lobbyists advising current government officials that we need more government for America to be safe. Yet it was that same government that failed so miserably on September 11, 2001. Congress has embraced the 9/11 Commission report uncritically since its release in July. Now Congress is rushing to write each 9/11 Commission recommendation into law before the November election. In the same way, Congress rushed to pass the Patriot Act after September 11th attacks to be seen doing something. It looks like Congress is about to make the same mistake again of rushing to pass liberty-destroying legislation without stopping to consider the consequences. Because it is so controversial, we may see legislation mandating a national identification card with biometric identifiers hidden in the bills implementing 9/11 Commission recommendations. We have seen this technique used in the past on controversial measures. A national identification card, in whatever form it may take, will allow the federal government to inappropriately monitor the movements and transactions of every American. History shows that governments inevitably use the power to monitor the actions of people in harmful ways. Claims that the government will protect the privacy of Americans when implementing a national identification card ring hollow. We would do well to remember what happened with Social Security cards. It was introduced with solemn restrictions on how it could be used, but it has become a de facto national identification card. Those who are willing to allow the government to establish a Soviet-style internal passport system because they think it will make us safer are terribly mistaken. Subjecting every citizen to surveillance and screening points will actually make us less safe, not in the least because it will divert resources away from tracking and apprehending terrorists and redeploying them against innocent Americans. The federal government has no constitutional authority to require law-abiding Americans to present any form of identification before they engage in private transactions. Instead of forcing all Americans to prove to law enforcement that they are not terrorists. We should be focusing our resources on measures that really will make us safer. For starters, we should take a look at our dangerously porous and unguarded borders. We have seen already this summer how easy it is for individuals possibly seeking to do us harm to sneak across the border into our country. In July, Pakistani citizen Farida Goldman Mohammed Ahmed, who is on the federal watch list, reportedly crossed illegally into Texas from Mexico. She was later arrested when she tried to board a plane in New York, but she should have never been able to cross our border in the first place.
Okay, that's good. We've got a break. And I'm sorry, that's not Ron Paul's recording. Somehow recording going on at the network was transmitted over that. But you got the gist, and you can call that Ron Paul number and get that or read the text at presentplanet.com. We'll be right back, folks, and we will continue with key news items. So please stay with us. Stay the course into the final segment. Don't forget my websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv that we're very, very proud of. Go and check that out today. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, got to move quick now. Judges try to snatch homeschoolers. This is going on in the U.S., but this is out of Europe. WorldNet Daily, families escape homeland to keep from losing children to state. Germans who choose to homeschool their children are coming under increasing pressure from the state, with some families escaping the European Union nation to keep from having their children taken from them. The U.S.-based Homeschool Legal Defense Association has appealed to its members to assist in the counterpart organizations in Germany as in battles for the right to homeschool. That's happening here in the U.S. and Illinois and also in California. This is out of BBC. UK mental health laws allow enforced treatment. The government can arbitrarily claim that you're mentally ill. And that dovetails with what's happening in the United States with the new Freedom Initiative to forcibly mentally test everyone twice a year in the country. Illinois State Rifle Association reports on confiscation of registered guns begins in Illinois. Chicago's team, or police, Chicago Anti-Gun Enforcement, or CAGE unit, yeah, putting us in a cage, has been all over the place confiscating legal guns. Big article on the website, prisonplanet.com. We have this posted. It is a very, very scary, a long article that I should have gotten to earlier, but we're out of time. U.S. anti-abortion law ruled unconstitutional. Globe and Mail. U.S. federal judge ruled the partial birth abortion ban act unconstitutional on Wednesday because it does not include a health exemption for the woman. Well, they can always say it's for their health. This is disgusting. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Richard Kampf of Lincoln followed similar decisions earlier in the two other cases. So that's what happened there. And just so much other key news, folks, of what's happening with the RFID tracker systems going on and going in at every level of our society. We have the gearing up with even liberal media like NPR calling for attacks on Iran. We just have so much that's happening. But the good news is that Zogby poll, half of New Yorkers believe U.S. leaders had foreknowledge of impending 9/11 attacks and consciously failed to act. 66% called for new probe of unanswered questions by Congress or New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, new Zogby International poll reveals. And it says that 49.3% of New York City residents say that some of our leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11th, and they consciously failed to act. According to a new poll by Zogby International, the poll of New York residents was conducted from Tuesday, August 24th through Thursday, August 26th, and the mainstream media has not reported on it. Also, a national poll in Canada reported that 66% of Canadians believe the U.S. government was behind it. And one group, 75.6% of Hispanic New Yorkers believe the U.S. government was behind the attacks. This is big news. It's on the right-hand corner of prisonplanet.com. I hope everybody gets it. Also, an article I wrote with Paul Watson that he did most of the work on about NORAD stand down. We've already reported on this for years, but we've codified it in one big article full of links and audio and video clips for you, how they use that drill to have NORAD stand down. That is huge news. Please get it out to everybody. And don't forget, I'll see you tonight in Austin, Texas, to stand up against the city council and their attempted shutdown of Access Television. 6:30 tonight, 1 Texas Center, 505 Barton Springs Road, room 325. Press release is on Infowars.com. And the last 60 seconds of this global transmission against tyranny, I've made 10 films. My 11th film is now out. It's 90 minutes long, so it's 1995, American Dictators, the staged election of 2004. It's a must-see, and you're authorized to make copies. And it's 15 cents a day to go watch it and all my other videos and books and materials at prisonplanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get any of my films, 1-888-253-3139. Please call. Please get the films. Please show them to people. Wake America up. We can win this fight. If you take action, if you don't, we're cooked. 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central, on the shortwave at 3210. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, on shortwave at 9475, and on your local AM or FM affiliate. Yeah, I sounded pretty radical in the past, saying the globals were behind 9/11. Now half of New Yorkers think they were behind it, and 60-plus percent think they at least let it happen and had prior knowledge. Ha-ha! We're going to win this fight with God's help. I'll see you tonight, 6:30, my friends, downtown Austin. Take care. Hello, folks. Alex.